That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
I thought Seth was messing with me, but really he's trying to get levels. You never know with him. He is just such... He's so fucking insane that he's driving... I'm starting to emulate his insanity. This motherfucker, Seth, I thought that he was wanting me... He goes, can you talk into the mic a little bit? And I thought he was being a condescending asshole because he's got me so fucked up in the head now.
Hey, what's up?
When really he's just doing level checks.
Yeah, we're on.
And none of this is none of this. This is a none of this type of stuff.
Hi, are you okay?
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks. The drives are cool. Wild. I've got the moves.
Big games call for big taste. Yeah, so I've been running with that for a long time. Sexy boy.
KansasCitySteaks.com. KansasCitySteaks.com.
No, it's not part of the unbelievable script and or endorsement high points that Kansas City Steaks asked for, but I'm doing a mix minus on a sexy boy at KansasCitySteaks.com. Completely impromptu, showing you the brilliance of my marketing ability. You know, you can visit KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday, and you can save up to 30% on combos, perfect for the big game.
$30, Bubba. Is it 30% or $30?
I think up to $30.
Yes.
And use my code Bubba at checkout, and you're going to get like some free shipping and some all kinds of great stuff. They're our first client, Seth, where... They're very dear to our hearts, are they not?
They are, and can I tell you, I just heard from Daniel, our buddy Daniel Rose, Matt Riddle's guy. He said he did the voice to text, so work with me on this one, okay? Kansas City Steaks and everybody were literate. He said, the girl that I did some Kansas City Steaks cooking last night, we had the burgers there, very good, and she loves the chicken, so we're going to order some more. The chicken is really good, so you should know. And then he goes, I always voice to text, so hopefully you understand that. But he's saying the food is so good, he's ordering it again.
And we're actually getting reports back from the people, our handlers, our agents, our managers, if you will, that KansasCitySteaks.com has gotten a great response from the Bubba Army. The Bubba Army, gosh darn it, are some meat eaters now, are they not?
Absolutely. Well, they got it all. Even if you don't eat meat, you can get some sides, you get some desserts.
I know, but the Bubba Army, yes. they like their steaks.
Carnivores.
And KansasCitySteaks.com, they got every type of cut you could ever think of. Again, KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday. And then when it's time to put a code, put the Bubba code in there, okay?
And, game's right around the corner, so, and we're not going. So you got to make plans.
Anyway, Seth, I was talking about earlier how you are driving me. Like, I think your insaneness is kind of like going over onto me.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. What are you even talking about? What am I being insane about?
I mean, it's like...
You're insane. You're in your fucking hell month because you got your track stuff. I'm dialed in. I have like 9 jobs right now.
I know. But like earlier, like about 15 minutes ago, before we started taping this phenomenal podcast, you're like, got to have a good podcast today. We need a good podcast today. I know you're going to... I'm like, listen, motherfuckers, I don't need your podcast pep talk.
Yeah, you do.
I'm like, slow down, kid. Like when you're a young wrestler in the back and you're talking to Hogan, you're like, okay, Hogan, what do you want to do? I'm going to throw you in. I'm going to have you watch your boot. I'm going to duck a clothesline, go to the second rope, take it down. Do what's up? Slow down, kid. I got it. It's my 900th match. I'm over. I'm the man. I'm talented. I can pull talent right out of my ass.
I know. I just wanted to. You pull talent out of your ass. I don't know. I don't think that's true.
Look how much talent I developed.
Show me. Tell me. Let's go down the list. I judge talent based off of what they've done without you, so let's run it down the list.
Let's not.
Let's start.
No, I'm just saying, like, I can make, I don't know if it's I've developed talent and they've gone on to be talent after me, but while they're with me, I can put fucking people over. Case in point, look at Lummox, a grown slow man that is now arguably way the fuck over, is he not?
Yeah, no, he is. And that's, oh, God, man.
Sorry, I just pooped for the first time in 3 days.
I'm going to have to edit all these gross sounds
out. No, you don't got to edit. Listen.
Yes, I will.
No, don't.
I do.
Don't edit any of this.
I
do. It should be raw. It's the way I roll.
Oh, no, no, no. Bye. Bubba, you don't listen to the podcast. You don't know about mid-roll ads. You don't know what's happening.
I know. I just did a KansasCitySteaks.com pre-roll, and I got a Jamie Northern Heat and AC mid-roll, bitch, that I'll get to. I'm navigating through these podcasting waters brilliantly, I might add.
I can't balance all of these. Then I'm getting hit
You're
up.
Not this funny anywhere else, bitch.
Oh, Tim Sabian's not hitting you up with podcast jobs, is he? Thank you very
Tim
much.
Tim Sabian's not hitting you up with podcast jobs because you're on a successful podcast because of me.
Well, guess what? Tim Sabian has been pumping me up lately to lots of strangers, so fuck you.
I told Tim Sabian to pump you up, so sorry you would stop flipping out so much. Nobody's really pumping you fuck up. It's fake pump-ups.
Tim Sabian said, I'm the mofo in the podcast space.
That's exactly verbatim what I text him
bullshit.
To say to you.
You did not tell. You are not feeding Tim Sabian lines.
Yeah.
He does whatever
I've known Tim Sabian since 06. He hired me on Howard 101, and we fucking talk a lot. I'm like, hey, man, I know my guy's reaching out. Can you blow his spot up a little bit? He's really tough to deal with sometimes.
Shut. Come on. Why would you say that?
To get in your head
why would you fuck with you.
I'm so in your head. I'm so fucking with you right now. I wish my megaphone worked.
I have a megaphone over here at Slumbies. You know, that's, you know, I talked to Tim Sabian. We talked about what I did and, you know, all the stuff. And he,
I know you did.
And he's like, he likes me. He likes me, you know, he's like, oh, you're young. I like that, all the stuff. Only in radio when you're almost 39. By the way, 39 today when this podcast comes out. Only in radio can you be young at 39. But Tim Sabian sees in me what you saw along, Spongebob, when he's trying to get me side podcasting hustles.
Good.
Okay?
I'm trying to get him to get you to get side podcasting fuckles.
You are?
Yeah.
I don't think you've had one conversation with him about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, motherfucker. I had a conversation with Larry Bueller at our fucking party.
Okay, guess
he's
what?
He's like, you know what? I'm interested in hiring Seth to do some stuff with me. Would that be okay with you? And I'm like, being your boss and, you know, fucking running this empire, my answer was not. Oh, fuck that. That's watering the brand down. No, it's like, you know what? Yeah, that's great. I'd love for Seth to be able to do that. Make him fucking happy.
Yeah.
Make him some money.
Well,
make
guess
him-
what?
Wow.
Larry said he doesn't remember talking to you that night, and he's not sure that conversation ever happened.
Oh, he's a fucking liar. Wait. Hey, Larry, guess what? You're such a mark, you don't know how to fucking work it.
Hey, listen. You leave Larry alone. Can I just tell you what I'm doing with Larry, by the way? Because I think it could really help a lot of the listeners. No? All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what are you eating? What the fuck?
Unpack. Huh?
Okay, so Larry Buer, the Sub King.
Man, worst day.
He runs Direct Access Counseling, which they will get you like hooked up. It's, you know, specializing right now in mental health. So right now I'm actually going through it, Bubba. So he got me in touch with a therapist. So I talked to him what I needed, and he decided, like, I need somebody to talk to, and I also need somebody to kind of manage my meds for me. So what I'm doing is I'm seeing somebody, I'm talking to them tonight like a therapist, and then I'm going to talk to somebody who's going to handle my medication, and that way
I'll handle your meds. I get you dialed the fuck in.
I know. Well, I don't have to see a psychiatrist that's only just throwing meds at me and leaving. So they kind of get you everything that you need. You don't have to have insurance. They have different packages that they can sign you up for.
Well, Larry owns this place?
Yeah, and I'm running.
Hold on, Larry Bueller's that big of a fucking pimp?
Yes, and I'm starting a podcast.
Dear Larry, don't forget who the fucking original OG is, bitch.
Larry and I are doing a podcast, you know, just basically about—
Stealing from the mothership.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead.
We're doing a podcast, and that we're recording it today. We're going to record a bunch of episodes.
Well, you and Larry Bueller?
Yes. He's very good. It's about mental health. We're going to talk to a lot of specialists and, you know, kind of, you know, always point back to kind of what he does to help people. So, Bubba, you know how expensive it is for mental health stuff to see a psychiatrist.
It's
you don't
so expensive that I don't go.
Right. It's like 120.
I need to go.
Could be 125 bucks out of pocket. He's got packages to where you could get maybe like two sessions for $125. So
right.
It's directaccesscounseling.com, Larry Bueller, and that's what I'm doing with him. And I also want to say this. It's always uncomfortable when—
Are you mad at me?
No. Okay. I want to tell you how good of a guy that he is, and how I'm very thankful to be in this position, of course, because of the show. But I told him, he's like, hey, submit your rate. And I go, hey, here's my rate for producing a podcast. Here's my rate for actually, like, you know, co-hosting or hosting a podcast. And he calls me up one day and he's like, hey, I just want to let you know, man, your rate's too low. So I'm going to go ahead and bump it up for you just so you know.
That's great. You handle that on Larry Bueller's. Don't be giving me that same bullshit.
No, I'm not. This has nothing to do with— I'm just telling you.
I'm just trying to fucking, you know, be a little bit, you know, expenditure conscious where you may be going with this.
No,
I'm
not
struggling right now.
Bubba, I am well aware that I'm not just a one-job Willy. I am aware that I have to work several jobs to make it work. I'm not trying to gas you,
okay,
juice you up for any
I'm
more.
Please. I'm trying my hardest with you. I love you a lot.
Hey, you are spun out. I'm telling you, Larry Buehr's taking care of me. He's my new Bubba.
No, you don't think that's going to make my feelings hurt a little bit? When you say Larry Buehler's your new Bubba, Bubba's the one that brought you from where you can't. You were.
Where
so,
did you bring me, Bubba?
Because
I left.
You were down and out.
I left on my own, though. Can we please put that out there?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hold on. You left because, and I'm going somewhere with this, so don't take it initially for what I'm saying. If you just slow the fuck down, let me get through a little bit, Johnny Chimer inner.
Okay. Heavy Bertation boy.
Yeah, whatever. So listen, buddy. You left a place that didn't allow you to continue to be creative and do things, not necessarily of monetary value, but to do things to make your inner self feel better. And you've always wanted to be heavily involved in podcasting.
Yes.
And the place that you were with thought podcasting was stupid and really didn't want you to participate in any of it outside of their little world. And their little world of podcasting was pretty non-existent. So you're like, you know what? Do I sit here and keep fucking around the corporate deal because I got good insurance and I got a good safety net and I make pretty good money? Or do I go out and fucking, you know, have to face the world with a lot of uncertainty, but at least do what I want to do? Like, to make myself feel better inside, this is what I truly want to do.
Yes.
And they scoffed at you, thinking that you're the absolute fucking shot out of a cannon, insane guy, to leave a $50,000 or $60,000 a year corporate job, cush radio job, no pun intended, benefits, whole nine yards, to go be a fucking podcaster, so to speak. They thought you were a full blown cuckoo for fucking Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, and
meanwhile, you went out and you fucking did it. Like not only can they, Seth Kushner's a fucking weirdo. Seth Kushner went out and did it and is probably already doing it higher than the level he even anticipated.
I feel like I'm
you're
getting
pretty high up right now on what you're doing.
I feel like I'm getting there.
Do I got it right?
Yeah.
That guy and I say, you know what? I believe in you, buddy.
I also hated a lot of people that I worked with, but that, you know, you're right.
That's coming here. You already hit a couple. So, I mean, I'm the only one basically that you're like.
People hate me, though, Bubba.
Nobody. They just don't understand you. They don't know how to manage you.
Well, that's fine. Nobody.
You're very mysterious, and you're very quirky. And
but you know what? I mean no harm, man. I'm here to win.
I know, buddy.
Mean no harm.
We're here to win it. No pain, no gain.
That's it.
Yippee-ho.
Here to just, you know, be
weirdos teammate. Must stick together. Good content. Good in, good out.
Yeah, I just I want to be cool with everybody. I don't want any.
You're cool with me.
Yeah, no drama, no negativity.
So well, that being said.
Yeah.
I bring you over here. You've never been managed the way that I've managed
you. Heavily recruited me. I said no many times, did I not?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then you realize that I am fucking a cool guy, and I'm actually not the fucking person or monster that some people have told you that I am, and that I think after you've spent a little bit of time on the air, and I hate to blow my own spot up, but I think that you quickly realize that I'm a pretty damn good broadcaster. I'm insane.
I've always known that you've been a good broadcaster. That's not. But, you're the reason I got into radio was your show in 2000.
But I'm not the maniacal fucking impossible Hitler that they make me to be. This fucking just bad guy that's just fucking treats people like shit. And I mean, all the
but
things.
But I mean, you've changed. You've changed.
Yeah, but even at my treating people at the shittiest moment, it's mostly under the guise that none of these radio personalities understand what it's like to actually have to be the boss.
You're right.
Make these decisions and sign payroll and things like that. So
they're just employees.
Personnel decisions within your show or something sometimes are dealt differently as just personnel decisions other than you're the boss.
I get it.
And so you come in here, we start gelling. And then that in itself has turned into this podcast, which I think is kind of good.
Well, I told you, and you know, I've said this before, but I came in right away and I go, I want to do a podcast. You know, can we do a podcast? Can we develop something here? And you go, I already do enough shows. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm not going to be able to develop anything here with the BRN or the Bubba brand, but that's fine. And then it took a big time podcast company coming to you, wanting to do the podcast, having it not be as strong. And then I do it, and then it takes off, and then I got you to buy in. So, no, I'm grateful for that. Well, I knew that you had the audience that was thirsty for this kind of content.
When I finally did a couple one-off willies, like what we're doing here.
Hungry, thirsty, whatever.
Which seems to really kind of be the secret sauce, right?
Yes, it's driving.
You know, this, you and I peeling this shit back, being, you know, fucking whatever. Excuse me. Please keep it in, please.
Why?
Because it's me, buddy. It's me.
I know, but you used to eat on the air, and I hated that.
I don't. I've only eaten a few crepes. That was a burp. Every man, every woman that listens to this podcast burps.
I know, but what separates you from everybody listening, Bubba?
I'm fucking true to the game. It's the bottom line.
Okay, all right.
It's Bubba, bitch. Can you fill in the line?
Yes, sir.
It's Bubba, bitch.
If Bubba, bitch, fill in the line.
Oh, and I'm about to get mine.
Oh, I'm about to get. I'm not really up to date with your whole rap career and your catalog. I'm sorry. I'll start watching more YouTube videos that Rhett produces. So you were talking about how you saved me, Bubba. Hello?
And now we're over here.
And we're over here.
And, you know, what? I find myself very close to you.
Yes.
And I like you.
Thank you.
But am I tough to deal with? You're tough to deal with.
I'm not. I'm really not. And I know that you blow it up for on the air because you want to keep the whole charade going, but I'm not tough to deal with at all. I think I have things that pop, there's issues that pop up from time to time that might be odd, you know, but I don't bother you every day. Like, I come in, I do my job. You never have to tell me to step my game up or anything like that.
No.
I take care of the podcast. I do everything. I like to be on top of things.
I like, you know, you got me. My hands are up. You got me.
Did I?
Yeah, I kind of over-embellished that fucking shit for radio.
We'll
you know what? You want to get the fucking razor blade out? Why don't you cut all that shit out? Leave my burp in and leave the fact that you got me in a whodunit out,
you
buddy.
Know, motherfucker, it's not 1982. We don't have to edit with the fucking razor blade anymore. Yeah. I get to do it with a nice mouse. Get a mouse.
Okay, can you get your mouse and flim-flam that shit over a mix-minus kind of deal?
It's okay. I know. We could keep it going on the radio show, Bubba. We'll tell everybody that I'm so crazy and I'm hard to deal with. But I've been hard to deal with in the past, so I try to be as easy as possible here.
I think you're actually most manageable here, which is why I'm a little concerned for your family. I think that this part of your life is the most managed part.
Well, I mean, it's structured. It's very structured for me.
I think you get along better with me than you do your entire family.
That was
a hell of a boy. That's a deep onion peel right there, isn't it, Cuzzo?
Too deep. 200 deep.
Oh fuck me, knuckles deep. So sorry,
knuckles deep. Yeah. Well, I mean, how am I gonna?
I'm so sorry on the two fingers.
How do we compare you to my family?
Well, I'm just saying. Like, I think I'm closer to you because I see you, 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
So just that's in itself is the majority of it. But you know, I think that you and I just have a really great dynamic. That I don't necessarily know that you have that good of a dynamic with your mother. I think you and your mom battle a little bit.
Yeah,
it makes me sad because
I'm sorry.
Because you know why? Can I tell you what makes me sad?
Yeah.
And now we're really getting like
you are such a fucking
dick,
dude.
No, what am I being a dick for? Is this not considered somewhat therapeutic?
No, I haven't even talked to you about my family. You don't even. I don't.
You haven't. And so, since you haven't talked to me about your family, that's why I know what's going on. You close in when things are really bad. You keep them all in, and you act like the world doesn't want to know or doesn't figure. I know when you're not talking about your family.
You know
that it's bad.
Oh, okay.
It's really bad.
Well, that is you're a smart man. Then
that's how much. Like you know, how they say when chicks work together long enough, they sync up their periods. I feel like you and our mentals are kind of synced up, and I hurt when you hurt.
Well, I'm not really hurting my,
No, it's a battle. It's a full-blown fucking, battle right now. It's bad, and it's a battle.
Are you fucking, are you like a medium, or are you a radio guy? Like, are you telling the future? Are you reading my palm?
I'm reading your aura and your vibe. And nobody can pick up on this vibe except for me and Phoebe.
My vibe, but here's
only two people can pick up on the vibe, and that's the two people that you spend the most time with.
Phoebe doesn't care if I talk to my family. Listen,
I know, but she knows the vibes out there, doesn't she?
She just doesn't like when they fuck with me because she knows it's not good for
my mentals.
I know,
she's territorial.
Well, she knows that my mind
nonetheless,
is
nonetheless, your family's mad as fuck at you, and I knew it, and I wanted you to get through it.
How is this helping me, fuck boy? It's not helping me,
yes,
pig dick. All it's doing is just bringing shit up that can't help.
I want to extend an olive branch and say that I love your mom and your dad. And can I, as a favor to me, would you pick up the phone and tell him that you love him?
Oh, man, Bubba. Yeah, I will.
No, you're saying that to me patronizing.
But I'm only telling you this. I'm telling you this from a producer perspective. Like, the people that are listening, they don't know. It's so they'll just
they're
be like,
riveted right now. They're fucking riveted.
They are. They are. And we got to tell you about Jamie from Northern Heat and Aaron here in a second. So don't go anywhere.
They're riveted.
But they don't know the history, and I think
they don't need to know. They just know that you're upset.
No, it's just it seems easy to just go, hey, let things go, pick up the phone, and you know, and I've done that before. It's just it.
Can I tell you?
Never thought that you would get to a point. By you, I just mean me. That it's just so difficult for your family to, I don't know, like, embrace your wife or just cut you some slack in life or understand that you're almost 40 years old and that you might make a decision without your mommy and daddy. Like, it's just, it's crazy to feel like
I never
got to that point.
I'm honest to God, what kind of maybe started out a little bit slapsticky or maybe humorous.
No, you knew what you were going to do. You're a dick. You're mad because I tried to pump you up for this podcast because I said it's important because you got a lot of sponsors.
You're really overanalyzing this, buddy.
No, you are.
And so what I'm just trying to say is, like, I'm almost ready to cry now.
Oh,
because I actually have a very regretful family situation that I thought that I wish somebody would be having this talk with me back then. I was married, and for some reason, my wife and Tara were battling about something.
Which one?
I've only been married twice.
Jill and Heather?
So this, yeah.
Okay.
So my sister had a destination marriage in Vegas, and the family was invited. Only her husband's parents, my parent, Janie Cakes and my stepfather.
Was this at one of those hotels in Vegas that looked like a pyramid?
I don't know. Okay. I was obviously supposed to be there because this is my only sibling and you know, like,
yeah.
This is it. And so I didn't. Now, again, there's six people that are going to be there. And this is my sister. My sister's getting married. And I skipped the wedding because of this family bullshit. And it's something that I'll never get back. Something that, you know, because obviously my wife and I didn't make it. So I didn't make the right decision. So meanwhile, my sister's been married to this guy. He's the fucking salt of the earth.
And you're living with her, but you know what?
No, for over 10 years, so they're going to make it. And
They're going to make it? Did you think they weren't going to make it?
Well, I mean, you know.
You're just like, hey, fuck them. They're getting divorced soon, so why would I spend the money to go to Vegas?
Yeah, and boy, thank God nobody had that mentality from when I got there. But I'm just saying.
Especially Howard Stern.
Yeah. But it really, really, to this day, like, it really hurts me that I did that to my sister.
Yeah, but you guys are cool.
But so,
and that's all that matters. And I don't think, Bubba, I don't think it eats you up at night.
But
it doesn't eat you up at night that you missed her wedding.
No, not every night, but it does cause me some, you know.
When you can hear her and King Tut fucking through the wall, it reminds you of what you could have done at the hotel if you went to the wedding.
Sharpen up the razor blade on all this shit, okay? Thanks. Now, that being said, Seth, I'm going to say something. Please don't get mad at me, but your mom's getting older, and she's not going to be here forever, buddy.
None of us are. We're all getting older.
I know that, but my Lord.
You're older than when you first started this podcast.
She's your mother. Please pick up the phone and tell you love her. Just tell her you love her, and you guys will get through it. Or even text. It's even that much easier. Mom, I love you. That's it. That's not admitting anybody's right or wrong. That's just throwing. You know what? That's a nice little olive, very, very olive, little olive branch.
Like, you were going to, was anybody in your fucking ear telling you to go to your sister's wedding?
No, they should have been. They should have been. If I had somebody like Richard Fabrizi or somebody that, or a Diaco that took me aside and said, bro, you know, seriously, that's your fucking sister. Like, even if you leave your wife back at the, and go at your fucking sister, bud.
I feel like the Diacos would have talked some sense into you.
I don't know if they necessarily knew the drama.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was afraid. You know, my family, I had already established everybody needs to be afraid of me, which is not cool. Because I'll throw fucking fin. See, that's
how my family feels about me.
Okay, so listen, Seth, do you not see that, like, you're kind of doing some of the mistakes that I made?
But Bubba.
And my family was all afraid of me, and nobody would actually have this fucking talk with me. And you know what? I've not talked to your family to have this talk with you, but I'm taking it upon myself because I've made this mistake. I told my family to fuck off, and I'll forever be more fucked up over that as I've grown older than I am as to what happened.
At what point do you go, it's so messed up that my parents try to make me feel like shit and try to make me feel guilty for everything I've done my entire adult life. At what point do you go, this is hindering me as an adult and it's hindering my ability to be somewhat normal around my family? And I have a responsibility be a present father
and all of that,
and
is
not to get rattled.
And all of that 100% is exactly how you feel, and it's very much important. That being said, by just saying, Mom, I love you, that doesn't argue any of these points. It's just a nice gesture to tell your mom you love her. It's not getting into any of these potential issues. It's just a nice, I love you. That will go do wonders. You don't have to break down what the real issues are. Just I fucking love you.
Let me tell you what I love, Spongeo. I love Jamie from Northern Heat and Air, big-time sponsor here on Clem and Kush, coming on for the month of February. We couldn't be happier to have him. Hit up Jamie, 941-758-7007. 941-758-7007. Listen to this. Clem and Kush get 20% off any repair and $750 off any new AC unit. That, again, is Clem and Kush, 20% off any repair, $750 off any AC unit. That's Jamie with Northern Heat and Air, 941-758-7007. Just rewind this a little bit on your phone if you need to catch that phone number again. Thank you.
Hey, buddy.
Happy birthday. It's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Did you get me a present? Oh, yeah, you did. Thank you.
I just want to tell you I'm so sorry that if I, like, you know, like, I was just trying to...
Don't end a podcast with apologizing. It's way... ended on a high note. You're good. I'm good. I hope you make a fuck ton of money at the track this weekend. Or today, or whenever this podcast... Are you there? You're not there. Hello?
Knees get weak. Whenever I'm around, I see me walk.
I feel alone.
I make them feel
bye.
Like they're all cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.